Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head football coach, Derek Hellman. The football team continued their winning ways in 2022 with a 17-0 win over Esterville Lincoln Central last night. The Cats scored on their first offensive possession of the game with a Lance Kuhn 2-yard rushing touchdown and would not score again until the fourth quarter, with Trevor Beach knocking through a 35-yard field goal and again finding the end zone with Kuhn on a 4-yard rushing touchdown. I caught up with Coach Hellman after the game to hear his thoughts on his team's play during the game.
Coach, I don't know if I want to call it gutsy or just
It was gutsy, man. It was gutsy. I would say that's a good one. Yeah, Warbitcher, that's good too. There's definitely a lot of things you say. I think our kids played their tails off again. You know, I was just saying, we were talking out there as a team. I don't think there's a coach on our staff that's seen three straight shutouts, so I think that's a big deal. I think that's pretty awesome. So seeing our kids do that was special. And I thought, you know, Lance ran the ball hard, had 25 carries for 156 yards and 2 touchdowns on the night. You know, going back to our defense, held them to 122 total yards of offense, negative 13 rushing. I think those are some things that just kind of stick out as we look at the stats right away. It'll be the tail of the tape. There's definitely some things we got to shore up offensively. You know, at times we looked really, really good on offense, and then at times it looked like we maybe struggled to practice this week. But overall, you know, I think there's definitely a lot more good than bad when we go to the film and we look at this thing and know that coming out with a win is a great thing. And so I'm real proud of our kids and just real proud of our sideline. The kids were great on the sideline all night long. Had to do some things differently. Used to no huddle. Felt like that kind of maybe was giving some things away. So we switched to running plays in with our Z receivers, which we think are pretty athletic, and we can do some different things with them. So really proud of the way the guys handled that adversity, handled doing something that they're not used to. You know, for the last 2 years, we've been signaling stuff in. So for them to be able to change that up and handle it really well has been awesome.
Well, especially, quarterback Josh Thurm, running back Lewis Kuhn, they ran into a couple of miscommunications, whether it was losing the football, but to see them be able to handle that adversity and be able to handle, I mean, that had to impress you to be able to see that.
That's definitely huge, you know, to be able to step up and handle adversity like they did. Definitely came to play a little bit. Overall, we just got to fix some little things. It's all things we can control, and there's no attitude or effort problems. That's the two things we can control, you know, so we got to fix those little things that we can fix, and we got to see it on film and know that it's something that we can take care of ourselves.
Through three games, how are you feeling about this team now, especially seeing a performance like this tonight in which they were able to grind it out?
Through three games, you know, I think it's definitely hanging our hat on our defense, and that's not always easy to do. We've got to do more offensively, but our defense is solid, and I think that, you know, when people see us on film, they're going to see a defense that it's hard to run against and it's hard to pass against, and they do a great job of keeping everything in front of them. You know, they had a couple of big completions, but, you know, other than that one that we missed a tackle on about the 30 and they were able to get inside the 40, other than that one play, I think everything else we kept in front of us. We just did a good job coming up and making a tackle. And that's just a credit to our defensive coaches. You know, Coach Mattson and Coach Clark and Coach Goodnow and Coach Nielsen just have done a tremendous job week in and week out of preparing the players defensively, put together a great game plan. Those little things that go unnoticed, you know, I'm the one who gets to sit up here and talk to you, but those guys are doing a great job, and I'm really proud of the coaches and the players just buying in and doing everything they need to do to have success on defense. And obviously we need to score more than 17 points. It's a different team, you know, and then that's the other thing. You know, you look at last year, we were able to kind of score at will just because of the makeup of the team. This year's a different team. We're going to have to grind out games that might be close, you know, which isn't always good for my heart, you know, or any of our coaches' hearts, but, you know, it's definitely just, it's different. So we've got to continue to embrace different, embrace playing tough, embrace playing physical, and, you know, play that style of game where if a team's going to beat us, they got to take everything, you know, they got to be able to take away everything from us, you know, take away every bit of effort that we have because our guys will leave it on the field.
And that play defensively, you're inside your own 10. Tell me about the emotions you had on the sideline.
Oh, gosh. Well, we think we get a stop, and, you know, official saw what he saw. I'm not going to sit here and say he was wrong, you know, when I see it on film. And if I think he's wrong after that, then I can say it. But right now, I don't know. He saw what he saw. Calls a pass interference on what we think was a good stop. And then, you know, we got to take and just put that behind us and get ready for the next play. And our defense gets four plays, four really good stops inside the 10-yard line. I mean, that's proof in the pudding right there that those dudes won't play. They won't fly around and be successful and work really hard. And I love it.
Now, you talked about the offense. What do you think's got to change just to score more points? Do you think it's just a little bit of philosophy change?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think in our pass game, we've got to look to make quick completions. You know, maybe run some passes that are quick routes, hitches, slants, outs, things that the ball can get out fast. You know, it's not a read of open, it's a read of space. And if the space is there, throw the ball right away. And that's what we've got to just continue to work with our quarterbacks with. You know, Thurm's got to be real comfortable back there, knowing that all he's got to do is deliver the ball. He's going to have guys that are open. If he does that, he's going to be successful throwing the ball.
So is it mainly just looking ahead now, just thinking, trying to fix some things offense as you guys go into Boone?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. As we go into Boone, it's just taking care of a couple of little things and we'll be fine. You know, our guys play hard. And I think you go back to the proof and 211 yards rushing is showing you're playing pretty dang hard. You know, and that's a good defense that we're running against it. And there was a couple of times where we had negative plays, so they kind of picked up on some things. And again, our kids made some adjustments on the fly. We ran a couple of plays that are completely opposite of what we're used to doing, away from our H, away from our tight end. And the kids picked it up really, really well and handled it really, really well. And it's just another thing that teams are going to have to prepare for that we can do offensively. You know, and it goes back to the philosophy of our offense, of the gun tee offense, is you got to find the strength in your team. You know, and last year, Caden was able to deliver the ball a little bit differently than Thurm does. And we've got to rely on throwing the football first and then looking at some play action after and some quick passing routes, you know, on first down, maybe something that's just going to get the ball in a guy like Willerness's hands or Trevor Beach's hands. Those guys are fast and they can catch darn near everything, you know. And so you just got to continue to find ways to get the ball in our guys' hands. And I think the biggest thing, too, with football is only one guy can do anything in any given play. You know, with the ball, you got your linemen working, obviously, but only one guy can do anything with the ball. So we've just got to make sure we work on finding ways to get different guys the ball at different times so that we can be successful.
Final thoughts here on the win tonight.
Defense, baby. Defense wins championships, right? So our defense came to play. And again, I just can't tell you how proud I am of those guys and how hard they work. And, you know, and I guess one more thing with that, though, we wouldn't be as successful on defense as we are without a great scout team. You know, and I think a lot of the, and I told the guys out on the field too, they've got to understand how important that scout look is. And our scout guys, I think, see it because our defense doesn't look that good tonight if we don't have a very good scout week. And our scout week was spot on. Kids just did a phenomenal job of preparing the defense. I was really proud of our scout team for the week of practice they had.
Well, appreciate it, Coach, yep. Joining us here. And again, congratulations on the win. Thank and you. Let's have another great week next week.
Go Cats.
Go Cats.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Hellman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.